You are listening to the Feast of Fools from New York City, and I'm in front of Thompson Square Park, the site of the annual, well, the former annual Wigstock event, and I'm with one of the most famous drag queens in New York City, Miss Understood.
Hi, Fausto. Fausto is standing here completely naked, and it's New York. Nobody's even noticing.
And we're here with Miss Ronnie.
Nobody's noticing. Why are all these people dying of laughter?
What's going on, girl? You had something to say?
I most certainly did not. I missed you.
Oh. We're over here. We're just a little behind because we're recording a show here, and we're passing up some... What's going on here?
I think it's a soup kitchen kind of thing.
Oh, it's a soup kitchen. How fabulous. So we're passing up here some soup-eating people.
Now, what did you film?
And you know, shit like this happened in Chicago.
I know, exactly. I thought you was Kathy Pick-Me-Up. They're trying to offer me soup.
That which is sweet.
Well, I don't want any soup.
You know, the point is, though, is that for someone who's hungry, you know, there's something like this out there. Maybe in Chicago they're indoors or something like that, but this is very nice to see this.
It is really nice. It's people taking care of each other.
Exactly. And who would have thought that in New York?
Oh, especially in New York. Yeah. That's the thing. New Yorkers, Victoria Lamar was on the airplane and she was asking me, it's like, are people really mean in New York City? Isn't that funny?
New Yorkers got a bad rap. They got a bad rap. They're not mean. They're just in a hurry. Don't waste their time. Get to the point. They'll help you out as long as you don't him and haw about the shit.
Absolutely.
But you know what I think? It's kind of a psychological thing. It's like being in a crowded elevator. You kind of feel weird because everyone's so close to you. So you look straight ahead because you don't want to be like right in everyone's face. And that's what New York is about. If you're in a place where there's very few people, you pass someone, you say hi. But you can't say hi to billions of people all day long, so you just kind of look straight ahead. It's psychological.
Now, Misunderstood, are you usually like walking around in this much getup? Because it seems like it's a lot of work to put on a pink wig.
It's fabulous, and that's what she goes to the grocery store. And for our listeners out there who's never met Misunderstood, when you do, you are in for such a treat. She has got such the most beautiful and warm and giving energy. We just had pizza with her, and it was like having pizza with an old girlfriend.
It was.
Are you saying I'm an old girlfriend?
No, a young girlfriend at old in spirit.
I knew for a very, very long time. Well, actually, Misunderstood and I, we've met several years ago. I was 17. She was 35. And
yes. I met her when I was in high school. Should we cross the street here?
Consider we going to the pick-me-up.
The pick-me-up? Now,
that I would be there. Okay, no.
Yeah. I just want everyone to know that I invented drag in 1922.
And what motivated you to actually invent it?
She is the little Richard of drag. Okay.
My 50th birthday in 1922.
Here's the girl who sort of like I've known for a long time, John Q. Sanchez.
Hey.
Hi, sweetheart.
Welcome to New York City.
I can't believe we're actually standing all of us face to face.
Yeah, I know. No, I can't either. It's kind of like a dream, a very sunny dream.
And the wind is just blowing. I hope the wind guard is protecting this microphone.
Your microphone looks so professional. A wind guard really makes a great impression. I think makes you look like you're on television or something.
Yeah, they were like, where's the video camera? So it's like, honey, that doesn't come till Thursday.
And I'm sorry. The fact that we are in New York City is all due in part to our fans who donated so graciously.
Oh, my God.
And I personally would like to give a shout out. Thank you so much for your beautiful energy and helping us get here.
She's talking to all those people that she sucked off in the parking lot to make the money.
They gave graciously, okay? They gave graciously, okay?
I mean, if a ticket costs $250, that's only 125 blowjobs. She did a good job.
You know what, honey? A girl gotta do what a girl gotta do, okay?
This is an entrepreneurial spirit to work.
You got us the Feast of Fools where it is right now.
That's right. And Victoria Lamar is here as well.
Yeah, we have to sleep our way to the top sometimes. You know. But, yeah.
Or in your case, to the bottom.
Yeah, I'd like to thank everybody for contributing to the trip. It's really great, and I'm meeting some really nice and enchanting people.
Now, I want our New York posse here to explain the historical significance of the location where we're at. Anybody?
We're here right outside of Tompkins Square Park. We're across the street from it at East 9th Street, and Tompkins Square Park's been there for more than 100 years. I'm not sure of the exact dates. It's had a long history of unrest, riots in the 19th century, riots in 1989 when the police forced the homeless people out of it by force, like by beating the hell out of them. It
looks like they did a terrible job.
No.
To be camping out in tents all over the whole park.
Oh, really?
It was really slummy, but at the same time, you know, blaming the homeless was really the wrong approach. I mean, you have to think, well, why are they homeless? I'll tell you something. After they kicked them out and they renovated the park, they walled it off and had cops on every corner for months. I don't know, with that money, couldn't they have bought a building and given them all a home? I mean, instead of just kicking them out, they have to go somewhere, you know?
Of course, in the history that's probably most important to Feast of Fools and things like that, it's the birthplace of Wigstock.
What is Wigstock? I don't even know.
Misunderstood's the one to talk to about that.
Wigstock is an annual outdoor drag festival, which is hosted and produced by Lady Bunny. It used to be a day.
That was like where hippies were vomiting in the 1960s in a field in New York.
You're thinking of Woodstock.
I can't even talk about Woodstock anymore without accidentally calling it Wigstock every time it comes up.
That has nothing to do with hippies.
Now,
Janis Joplin, or
much more effort's gone into Wigstock since it's happened so many times. Woodstock only happened once. Right.
No,
Wigstock's cool.
Remember Woodstock '99 and Woodstock '94, where they had
commercial
and.
So
I did. Okay, so they had drag queens who had riots at. And this was not in Stonewall. This
right.
is.
No, Wigstock. No. Wigstock's not riots. Now Wigstock, eventually, after many, many years. Ended, but it sort of started up again as a shorter, more abbreviated show. It's part of something called the Howl Festival. It no longer happens on Labor Day, though. It's around that time, though. I don't know the date. You have to look at wigstock.new.
.nu, Wigstock.
.com was taken?
Probably. Yeah, I think it was taken. People go, there's those goddamn cyber squatters out there who grab everything. Yeah,
I know, somebody owns.
It was taken. I knew who owned it, too. I actually looked it up.
Girl, there's like, we're surrounded by celebrities here.
Who do you see?
There's Adam Carolla or something. Or
no, is that really? I don't know what he looks like.
That's him from The Man Show and Penn & Teller. Penn is over there in his SUV. On his cell phone.
This up, or is
I'm
that
not
really
serious. Down? Look at him.
I live in New York. I don't know what these people look like.
Is that a ham?
It's a ponytail, but
it's.
Is it?
Interview them for the show.
I don't want to bother them.
Yeah. Be like, is Carrot Top taking away all your business?
That's not him.
Ooh, he looks mean. That is him.
Should we go to the park? It's just a yuppie that looks like Penn and Teller. I was saying, it's like, there's Penn and Teller over there.
Penn and Teller, the.
There's Cyndi Lauper.
You know what I noticed, though, is that New York has a sense of style all to itself. It may be bad, it may be good, but people are not afraid to dress like this. Back home in Chicago, and let me tell you, being in New York makes me want to, I love Chicago all the more, but I'm just noting the differences. People in the Midwest all wear the same uniform. There's no deviation.
Well, here you have to be a star, and so you have to express your individuality.
I wish we had more of that in Chicago. Well, you do, Fausto.
Well, I'm the anomaly.
Well, there's here. I was just saying to Matthew and Fausto, it's Mark speaking, Mark Fillion.
My future ex-husband.
Saying that the difference, too, is I've noticed is that there's kind of like an air with the New Yorkers. There's an air of almost like there's a desperation or a determination where there's like they're working on something. They have to get this done. Whereas in Chicago, there's like people seem a little more satisfied. They're a little happy.
I was talking about this with my friend Rex, who I'm staying with. I love my friend Rex. New York is a bitch of a town. If you give her a chance, she will break you down. So I guess like Liza Minnelli said, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere.
Yeah. Liza Minnelli, she made it here. She made it big.
She made it, made herself
well, she
big.
She was born big, or born famous.
Oh, yeah, she made it in
she
the womb.
She was born in the womb.
If I can make it in the womb, I'll take it to my tomb. And she does.
Replaced hips and all, okay? Now, where did Misunderstood and John Q. Sanchez
They ditched us.
At?
They went to get coffee.
Whoopee. I want to get a cup. Well, I'm drinking water. I'm kind of feeling under the weather, honey.
Are you really? Oh, it's jet lag.
Jet lag and dust. Yeah. There's a lot of construction where we're staying at. So.
Yeah.
Well, let's stand over here where it's not so windy.
Let's go to the park.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Coffee shop. Pick me up coffee shop.
So, Victoria, do you think that New Yorkers are as mean as you thought they were going to be?
No way. They're very, very nice.
Why do they keep bitch slapping you then?
I don't know. But I mean, no, they're just very nice and very fashionable, like you said, and very courteous. And maybe that's a little bit to do with 9/11. I don't know. Could be.
It made them a little humble.
Or maybe they were just really nice people from the very beginning. And
just got a bad rap.
They
just
saw these stereotypes. You know, you hear people are just like...
A stereotype comes from someplace, sweetheart.
You know, they're running through the street and everybody's knocking you down and garbage is in front of the house.
Look at that.
Well, there is garbage. Oh, that's a hot skateboarder.
How much is he? Oh.
Can I have a double?
That's a gorgeous... Describe what you just saw. It's
honey, heaven on wheels is what I saw. Okay.
Hot, gorgeous. This is what I think I look like. That's
right. Maybe a little skater boy.
Don't fight the feeling.
Without the skater boy look, he's got the kind of like, I don't know.
Just like him if he exercises and ate right.
And it was born with different...
machine.
And born from different parents, too.
Your parents did just right. You came out just right. Thank you, Miss Patricia, for fucking and having him, or else we would never have been here in Chicago. Thank you.
New York, you mean?
New York. Yeah, sorry, New York. Yeah.
Where am I?
My mother did a lot of drugs in the 70s. That's why I'm dyslexic now.
You're like, okay. I love Chicago. It's a great city, but it sure looks different. I was like, I don't know where
you're like, all of a sudden, it's springtime here.
I'm telling you. It's beautiful.
And, honey, you cannot spit in New York City and not hit a pizza parlor.
Amen.
Oh, a delicious,
delicious pizza. Yes.
Wasn't that good?
Who paid for that?
We all did.
Oh, okay, good.
We all chipped in.
It was just so like crunchy and delicious. It had a whole different flavor to it.
I know. Don't you feel like you've been slumming it up all this time?
You say, and I got this fat on shitty pizza. I'm mad. I want to turn in all my pizza calories for this shit here.
I feel
okay.
Like I've been eating frozen food in Chicago all along.
You've been eating from Aldi's, honey.
Aldi's pizza. It's a little bit different.
Which, for those of you who don't know, Aldi's is the cheap supermarket where Vimar shops.
Yeah,
it's a store. They take in food stamps.
What's the name of it?
Aldi's. Everybody lines up on Link Day, and it's from the front to the back of the store. And you have
Aldi's.
To pay a quarter for a grocery cart.
Yeah, they don't even let you take a grocery cart without putting a deposit.
I have no shame with that Link card because everybody's got one in the store.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you.
But I call it a credit card.
Wait, Victoria, misunderstood is speaking.
This is the first time. This is the first time I'm meeting Victoria Lamar in person, and I have to tell you in the audience.
Intimidated by that bitch's beauty?
I have to tell you.
At a party with fucking Angelina Jolie. I just don't want to be there.
Victoria Lamar has the body of a 19-year-old locked in a trunk in her apartment.
Oh, Victoria Lamar's beautiful.
I live in New York, I'll stay skinny forever, let me tell you.
Yeah, because, honey, rent will get you.
And walk.
Look at all the exercise we've done today.
Look at the Cocker Spaniel. Oh, is he cute?
Look at how much pizza we ate today. Okay.
This is gorgeous. Look at these beautiful flowers. Oh, my God, it's beautiful around here.
Oh, Tompkins Square is really one of my favorite places in the whole city.
And I'm surrounded by these beautiful flowers and springtime and birds and children dancing.
You know, there was a beautiful band show in the park, and when they renovated, they got rid of it, which was really a cultural attack. You know, they were saying, I'll say this into the mic, there was a band shell in this park that was wonderful, and people, you know, it was really easy to perform because there was a band shell. And when they...
People just got up on that band shell one night and just drunk in the middle of the night.
Like theater, they just got up there and performed.
Yeah. This whole thing where they were trying to get rid of a lot of the homeless people and the punks and all of that, they removed it by saying that that's Jessica Rabbit, a local star.
Come here, Jessica. Come on.
Come over here, girlfriend.
She's
so busy and so famous, she can't even have 4 seconds to talk to us.
So
New Yorkers, honey, they are in a hurry. Okay, have you learned nothing?
Jessica Rabbit domination. You could go.
Where are they going?
And in terms of multitasking, you could not ask for more than a New Yorker. Misunderstood is not only doing this interview, but she's like planning her next world tour as we speak, honey. Costume changes and all.
To your BlackBerry.
She's an inspiration to everybody.
BlackBerry. I got a Dingleberry.
Well, there you go. Plus, well, you can graduate.
You can move on.
So, okay, so when they were cleaning up the park, and they walled it off for like 9 months, they removed the band shell, and their excuse was it was in bad shape, it was in disrepair, and it was a lie. They just don't want to have the culture in the park. Now, if you have an event, you have to be able to afford one of those stages that folds out, which are very expensive, and they used to... It was a perfectly good stage in the park. It was a big...
Let's go over to where it was.
Okay, yeah. Let's go to the site of the former Wigstock.
And the current Wigstock. They do it there now.
They still do it here?
Yeah. Yeah. It's back here. It used to be...
Wigstock. I said it's part of the Howl Festival.
Wigstock, and it's still hosted by Bunny, and it's still a lot of the same people.
I'm just saying. It ended and started. I was just explaining what happened. I'm not...
And Osaka Hernandez is starring in it this year.
I had a dream one time that I was. It was terrifying.
Can we hear, like, remember Carol Burnett at the end of the show with the broom? That's,
oh, yeah.
That's Osaka's role in Wigstock.
She's like, I'm cleaning the space for you guys.
Yeah, she's there at the beginning and the end.
Oh, well. She mops.
You see everybody everywhere. Oh, there's all these famous drag queens.
Oh, I know.
I feel like, I'm so excited. I feel like a celebrity. I'm traveling all over the world, leaving Chicago. I feel like Kathy Griffin. You know when Kathy Griffin came to Chicago because she was doing her meet and greet?
Oh,
now
you're so crazy.
Like
you're so crazy.
Now I'm flying from New York to Chicago to Chicago.
Are you hearing this maniac here?
No. We're going to have
She's like, I'm famous now.
You are? Hey.
I'm just crazy.
She's the most beautiful woman on the internet.
You know what? People are giving her really dirty looks, but I think it's because they think she's Ann Coulter.
I think so, too. What is it?
It has nothing to do with the fact that she's dressed in a full-length faux fur coat, a bejeweled thong, pasties, and stilettos. It would have nothing to do with that, would it?
I'm wondering where's Big Poppy L?
I understand that.
Now, are you going to start venturing into different fashion and not being
I'm
so
not.
Conservative?
No, I am not.
I think New York has inspired you to change a little bit.
New York has inspired me, but at a 38D Victoria, there's only so much conservativeness that you can do.
Well, you should work it, baby. If you got 38 Ds, you should put them out there.
I love New York and New Yorkers.
I just had my breast implants. They're a little sore.
Just rub, massage those titties, honey.
Look at this. Hurt your boobies.
Look at this gorgeous two men playing frisbee here. And, of course, next to it is some photographer taking pictures of them.
I love New York.
Because nobody ever does anything just to do it. Even us.
I actually didn't want silicone, so I had them put strawberry bubble gum in my breasts.
Your friend.
What? Would you take a picture with me? Both of you.
So what are you doing? Describe. Tell people what you're doing here, Ronnie.
Okay. Could someone help? Thank you.
It's like supermodel.
I'm telling you.
You have absolutely no idea who I am. My name is Ronnie. I'm a podcast on the internet.
And this is my first official time in New York for this podcast. Okay. So we were just talking about how hot New Yorkers are, their sense of style and stuff. And I'm like, how friendly they are. So you mind taking a picture with me?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Who are you?
David.
David.
I'm Chaz.
Chaz and David.
Wait, I'm Fausto.
Nice. Even the names are better here. Okay.
You guys are just playing frisbee today?
Dave.
We had to New York it up a bit.
And which one of you guys is actually winning the frisbee tournament you're having here?
Well, actually, we're just about to start a game of frisbee golf.
So
excited. It's up in the air at the
just
moment.
Warming up right now.
Who is that? Take pictures, Mark. Hurry.
Shut up. I'm going to situate these boys. Shit, honey. When planning a three-way, you know, coordination is everything. Get it from the back, Papa. There we go. Hold on for a second. I want the I Love New York, because I do. We good? Are we good? That's dead air, honey. We're taking pictures. Are we good? Dave, thank you so much.
Thank
blessings
you.
On you, baby.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. We're taking pictures with Ronnie and...
How are you, Angel?
What's your name,
hon? Andrew.
Andrew.
What's your drag name?
Coco.
What's your drag name?
That's it. Coco.
I don't know.
Andrew, you're going to dyke it out. Grab that thigh, honey. There you go, sweetheart. Don't fight the feeling, Papa.
You are beautiful.
Thank you, Angel.
You, Andrew.
Oh, you got the most beautiful eyes, honey.
Thank you.
My pleasure, baby.
Day.
You too, Angel.
Bye.
Bye, baby.
Bye-bye.
What's that?
Happy Easter. Oh, yeah, it's Monday, Thursday.
So Ronnie is trying to attack people
on the floor.
Who are those hot men she was with?
She just approached them and said, I want to take a picture with you, and that's it.
Why wouldn't they take one with me?
Because you didn't ask them.
Should I go ask him?
Well, it's too late now.
You'll have to ask the next one, Vimar.
Just kidding.
Next one, next one. You get the next one.
A la próxima.
A la próxima. And so this is, where exactly, where's the stage?
Where are we?
Where?
Right there.
Well, the stage is, the stage is temporary now. They just have to bring in a thing from the city when it happens.
It's so much smaller. I thought it was going to be...
This whole space fills up, though? I mean...
And this tree has an incredible story, too. Under this tree with the flower garlands around it, that is where the Hare Krishna religion was founded.
Yeah. Wow. Because they found the golden tablets? That was John Smith.
There's a sign explaining all the details and stuff, but basically, I think the.
Oh, we gotta read this thing.
Yeah.
So, this is a crazy Hare Krishna's came in from these two trees.
So, the Hare Krishna and the Wigstock spot is exactly the same. The stage goes about where it kind of narrows over here, is where it is. And then.
Where's the plaque?
About the tree is this green sign over here.
And of course, typical Hare Krishna fashion.
There was a Jewish man named Hare Krishna. Look, there's the vagina tree.
I was going to ask you, that's that place over there, the Burger Klein, is that like a Jewish Burger King?
The vagina tree.
Take a picture of this, Mark.
The vagina tree.
Use the camera you're holding.
Stop, you're making me twitch. Stop!
Look at the tongue on that bitch.
She's just so long she can't even get
it. That tree's got a clit on it.
Now, where is the sign that says this is a... I don't see it.
It looked like I haven't seen one in a while. I forgot.
Oh, here it is. We're going to read the sign.
Because I'm going to show my doctor a picture when I go to get my
sign. Okay, let's read the sign. One of Thompson Square's most prominent features is its collection of vulnerable American elm. Ulmus Americana trees. One elm in particular, located next to the semicircular arrangement of benches in the park center, is important to adherents of the Hare Krishna religion. After coming to the United States in September 1965, A.C., I guess that's like how...
After Christ.
Now, what would a Hare Krishna say, A.C.?
No, I think A.C. is the beginning of his name.
A.C. Bhaktivada Dada Swami Pramahula Hawira Hiki Duli.
Lauka Haikul.
The Indian spiritual leader founded the International Society for Krishna Consciousness in New York. He worked from a storefront on nearby Second Avenue that he used as the society's American headquarters.
And he, and he introduced the East Village to the group's distinctive 16-word mantra. If you break it, you will buy it. Hey, this is not a library. No, it says, literally it says here, written 16-word mantra, because 18 would have been too many.
Right. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Marijuana, Rama Rama, Marijuana.
Okay, and...
So this is you. Well, this is the next part's the more important part.
Oh, okay. Why don't you read that?
Oh, okay, on October 9th, 1966... He and his followers sat beneath the tree and held the first outdoor chanting session outside of India. Participants chanted for 2 hours as they danced and played cymbals, tambourines, and other percussive instruments. The event is recognized as the founding of the Hare Krishna religion in the United States. His diverse group that day included the beat poet Allen Ginsberg and Krishna adherents.
So a Jewish man, gay man, founded Hare Krishna.
He was there when it happened, yeah.
Okay.
And you can, what's the end of the story? Krishna adherents
continue lost interest
to return to the tree to acknowledge its significance. And I think the rest of it is about the actual tree and the
I still don't understand. So it was just a bunch of hippies hanging out and they
chanting.
Said, and the guy said, this is the new mantra, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. And what, imagine if he
went like that.
Lake Titicaca.
What's that?
Mark just knocked. Mark found a toy.
Oh, it's a grabbing stick. So there was a big outdoor chanting session.
I'm just like surprised that there would be like such convergence in both Wigstock and Harry. So
in the exact same place. It is interesting, isn't it? And
Well, I guess this is like an obvious place for the disenfranchised to gather here and form new ideas, like we are right now.
Yeah.
Now, my people, I'm giving you your 10 commandments. We're starting a new religion.
Fausto is founding a religion.
Right now.
I want no part of that.
How much is this going to cost?
You know, they can't hear you if you're not close to the microphone.
What did you say, Ronnie?
How much is this going to cost? Because I'm telling you, wait a minute, honey. Church is the biggest scam going. You got to pay for parking. And then there's the church fund, the candle fund, the flower fund, the fund for the choir ropes. Honey, by the time you leave church, you are in debt.
You
got to pay for those beautiful clothes you wear.
Only for $65, you got yourself a beautiful hand silk screened Feast of Fools t-shirt. And that allows you to
practice. It has a miraculous healing powers, mind you.
It'll cure you from blindness. Okay. It'll make ugly people look hot.
So misunderstood.
You put it over your face, that is.
Now, on today's show, we are selling it for the low, low price of $40.
$40? You lost your mind.
I got it. I've gone New York crazy.
Oh. Hey, we have to get back from New York somehow.
I know, that's true.
You know, I got not that much room under my sink in that cabinet. That's the only place I can put you. That's it.
Oh, Victoria Lamar, that's actually a move up.
That's understood. Were you here for the first wig stock right here in Tompkins Square?
I wasn't in New York yet. No, I wasn't born yet. Oh. That was in 85. I was still a kid.
But you did still see some of them when there was the band shell here?
Yes, I was at many, many wig stocks. I go-go danced on the stage with a big green head back in the early 90s. I had this big prosthetic green head thing. I was a monster lady.
Do it every year? Or?
I don't do it at all anymore because it tends to be on... It used to always be on...
Labor Day weekend.
It was Labor Day weekend, Sunday or Monday, was it? Which was it? But the thing is, now it's always on a Saturday, and I usually have gigs, and I have to... You got to eat, so I never bother. I have... It's a big time of the year when I get these rich lady in the Hamptons has a party or something, and I gotta go work. You know, you gotta eat.
But since we're all here right now, and this is the spot of the original wig stock, I was wondering if you could go over there and maybe favor us with a number.
Okay, here I go. I'm moving my. I'll lip sync, and you sing the song. John.
Clop, 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 clop. She's walking over there.
Okay, John, sing. So
you're lip syncing.
No, you're on stage right now. We're watching.
Wait, let's see.
And
I am telling you. Sing for us, Victoria.
Which one?
Showgirls.
Oh. I am telling you, I'm not going, because you're the best man.
Okay, that's all you can sing, or otherwise we have to pay for that. Shut up! Shut up! We have to pay for it.
Fitting tribute to Wigstock.
Wait till Jennifer Holliday gets a hold of this one. That bitch is going to pop her stomach staples.
She's turning in her...
I don't think she'll even recognize it as that song. Yeah, okay.
And you. You know, actually, I was about 4 feet. I got to tell you my Jennifer Holliday story. Jennifer Holliday had lost all this weight, and she had come to Chicago to perform.
At the Black Orchid Theater.
She's so skinny. No, honey, at the AIDS scare.
Yes.
Star Jones is going to just disappear.
Would that be a bad thing? Would that be a bad thing?
When fat girls lose weight, their voice is not as robust.
Oh, my God.
They have this powerful, robust, operatic...
It's the fat. It's
a diaphragmatic... So, anyways...
Right underneath the hairy Krishna tree is a hair weave that somebody has left in devotion to.
And tribute.
Is there any
Some
other weed under
girl
there?
Is walking around
hair
unbelievable.
Hair weave. Okay. So Jennifer Holliday was 5 feet away from me, and there was all these skinny bitches. And she comes out on the stage, and she's like, "Hello, everybody. Hi, Chicago. How you doing?" I'd like to sing some new songs for my new album. And everyone's like, boo.
What happened to you, girl?
And so they're like, and I'm telling you. And she's like, sighs, and she goes, all right. And this queen comes onto the stage and starts hugging her like in Cindy Lauper.
While she's singing?
Yeah, while she's
that's
singing.
That's really rude. You know, people like, that's kind of, not yeah, unless you call them up.
People were screaming, and they were. It was like,
that's
and
she, security
they
is
shouldn't
for.
Do that. You know,
that's
it's really...
There?
It's really kind of rude to it. You know, I've had these drunk bachelorette bitches when I'm doing get up and try to jump in front of me, and I'm doing a number. If I bring you up, did you sit down?
So you can really relate to the problems faced by Jennifer Holliday.
Of course I can. We're very much alike.
Because you're both struggling with
you
your weight.
You are a black woman too, honey. Okay. Now.
So they had no security at this event?
They didn't.
Oh, that's weird.
It was no where did security.
It Jennifer was like, me should be in trouble because I'll kick them right. I kick them. I'll like pull their hair and put
black them. Girl, honey. You know, you think that shit like, because you know, I'm only half black and I'm ready to beat the shit
you
out of somebody.
Eat her. Like, home.
Misunderstood is from New York. Don't fuck with her.
Don't
she's
fuck
a
yeah,
girl.
Actually, this is a technical question about wig stock.
She's
Misunderstood.
Yes.
Besides of the hot, gorgeous guy. Look at that one. Ooh, Lord, he's fine.
Oh, honey, that child is so white. I drank milk darker than that.
I don't like the white one so much.
Is there security at Wigstock, or can pretty much anybody just approach the celebrities and just start harassing?
Well, and what happens in Wigstock is you're on a raised stage and there's a roped off backstage area and people cannot go back there unless they have a pass. I mean, a lot of people kind of schmooze their way back. You know how I would get friends back if they didn't have a wristband? I would say, okay, go to that other entrance and meet me there and I'll get you in. And I'd run over there to the security and go, oh my God, did you see this one? She's tall and blonde. They need her. She's on stage now. Where is she? Where is she? Where is she? Where is she? Then she'd walk up and they'd just like rush her in. That's how I get her in.
That's how you got on stage for the first time.
Yeah. No, but that's exactly how you get people past, because then they're just in the big rush of things. And like, oh, there she is. And then they don't bother you.
That
then they're
probably
like,
work everywhere.
I want to really know how Shirley Kulicker went on stage this year.
She wasn't at Wigstock. Was she
chucking it.
Didn't make it for some reason. I believe it was in the paper.
It was a snowstorm. Through her nose.
Hurricane Katrina through her nose.
Mm-hmm. Held her back.
I love Shirley.
What was in
Kulicker?
The papers?
It said that it was in Michael Musto's column that she was a no-show without even calling.
Just she's actually a mess, though. She's a, you know what?
Remember,
she came to New York.
That's an internet star.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
No, I want to hear.
Tell the story.
You
tell
need
story.
To wear
the.
But I, you know what? This is secondhand.
Shirley Q. Licker. Tell her about that drag queen from the South.
We need to know the Shirley Q. Licker story.
No, this is just, you know, I don't want her calling me because, you know, we've spoken and she sounds like a very nice person. But
Chalknip is a nice guy.
The story that I heard, which may not be true, was
allegedly
that she did her first show at a club. And they paid her, but then by the time the second show was time, she was too drunk to do it. And they had to hold her costume ransom till she gave back some of the money because they had to advertise that. This is what I heard. Shirley, I'm not saying it's true. I just heard this.
Allegedly.
Shirley, you can go to feastoffools.net and defend your name and honor.
I'm just saying,
if
baby.
You dare.
I drink too. It's, you know, but, you know, hey.
Have you ever missed a show because of drunkenness?
No, that I never did.
No matter how drunk you are.
She missed the show because somebody tied her to her bed and wouldn't let her out, but not because of drunk.
You get up on that stage and you're waving and waving.
And just get up there and bar. You vomit on stage, it's performance art.
Have you ever missed a show because of sobriety?
I'm feeling too good to
do this.
Yeah,
you got sober and got scared to perform.
I can't think of any really, like, I mean, I try to, like, go on when I have to go on, but, you know, if you're sick, but. I know, Shirley, I don't know what really happened.
So what can we look forward to this year's wig stock?
You know, actually, the person who told me that story is known to lie, so Shirley, don't get mad at me.
Michael Musto, you better double-check your facts, honey. Speaking from experience here, they'll come after you.
This year's wig stock, well,
I'm not involved. I have work on
nothing
that.
Nothing a little titillating in a gossip about it? Miss Bunny, I heard she went on the Anna Nicole Smith Slim Fast. Or no, Trim Spa.
Really?
And the Slim Fast, and she's lost weight.
Cocaine, honey, that's cocaine.
She did go on the Atkins diet a few years ago when Wigstock was still on the piers, and she'd lost a lot of weight very dramatically.
Right back. It's like you always get it right back on that thing. The Atkins thing is not always the best, you know, because you get yourself used to eating all this greasy bacon and stuff, and the minute you go off the diet, you're still kind of craving all that greasy bacon, and you're eating everything else. So
Your body learns how to burn fat after that. Yeah. So, I mean, it's good for the first initial. It did. It did. You know what? I was 250 at one point. So I started on the Atkins and I lost. But then, so you're thinner, but you're not in shape. And then that's when I went on, that's when I was going to Curves. But then you have to incorporate some carbs.
Do you know Curves booked me to send, Curves of Delaware booked me to send a Joan Rivers impersonator to their bachelor auction 2 years in a row.
Yeah, that guy is allegedly. Okay, you can get out. Babies, remember, you can get out of anything if you say allegedly. Okay?
Allegedly,
the guy that runs Curves, he's kind of like a penny of every dollar that goes for like anti-abortion and stuff. I didn't know about it. I didn't know.
At least some of that money went to me and my Joan Rivers impersonator instead of the anti-abortion.
Good about the shit, okay? Okay, so when I'm working out, I know that Misunderstood has a home as I'm shedding fat, okay?
And in the Misunderstood also, you know, you do provide abortions whenever.
I provide abortions, so to make up for that, I took that money I made and I gave some people some abortions.
I read a little bit about that issue, and it is the guy who owns the whole company, but the individual operations, each location, I think is individually owned by people. I don't think, they're franchises, so a lot of them have been caught in the middle because people want to boycott Curves or something, but they're at their local level, they aren't involved.
What about Domino's? Are they still bad? I think they're still bad.
The guy sold his interest in it.
Pizza is bad. I don't care what their politics is.
That's what they use the abortions for.
Okay.
Well, on that note, we want to thank you for listening to the Feast of Fools live.
Enjoy your pizza.
Live from Thompson Square Park. We're going to be covering New York City for the rest of the week. We're going to be podcasting from Misunderstood's bedroom.
What?
Well, let's wrap up the show, people, here.
Where?
His house.
So, if you want to visit our website, how do they find it? John Q. Sanchez. Let's see a little quiz here.
Feastoffools.net.
Very good.
And Ronnie Vanna, what's our email address?
Feastoffools@gmail.com, god damn it.
And if people want a MySpace, what is it?
Actually, why don't you go to screamingqueens.com?
Oh, fuck you.
Check out my shop. And, you know, because my t-shirts are half the price of theirs.
But ours go to a good cause.
Mine go to abortions.
Miss Ronnie, a booty. Okay, a booty. But you know what? New Yorkers don't care about ass so much.
Yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do, honey.
The honey, these girls got big old J-Lo booties.
Look at they appreciate it, yeah.
Because I think it's just such a dense group of people.
They didn't care deeply.
There's a lot of concern for sexually transmitted diseases when the community is so intensely dense, you know, so packed in together. You always got to be, keep it clean. Keep it lean and keep it mean.
And that's why you keep a bottle of Clorox by your bed.
That's right.
As long as you like darker boys, you can have the biggest ass you want because they
I ain't got no ass. I'm a back and a crack. But for some of these men that I've seen, honey.
It's flat. Honey, it's flat.
It's flat. Okay. But they ain't no weight on it.
We're from the land of
bliss, though.
It's only that. Yeah. It's that, you know.
What do you do to get a bubble butt?
When they slap it, there's like a little jiggle. Listen, Victoria.
Curves have some exercise you can do to pull up them muscles, honey.
Hey, my girl Janet, she told me, squat. You want a man to, you want your ass to grow, you let a man get it from a back. Don't buy that bullshit, babies.
Just do those deep knee lunges, honey.
Let me tell you what I learned from letting a man get it from a back, honey. I got rug burn and a concussion. Don't believe it.
Well, Victoria Lamar, sing us out, will you? A little improvise. Just, describe your day today in a song.
Oh, okay.
Everybody walks away.
Well, I don't know. We were walking down the street and meeting all the people on the avenue. Thinking something.
I'm having such a nice time hearing the hippies beating on the drums in the background. It goes thump, thump, thump.
A thumbity boo. And a lick a lock a cock a noo noo noo.
And we're standing next to the Hare Krishna trees where they invented a crazy kind of religion.
We gotta dance around the trees. We're gonna have a real good time. Whatever.
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Bye.